I'm glad.
You
know what the funny thing is? I was just thinking about that. I can't believe I've never told you that story.
No, you haven't. I would have remembered that.
Here's a tea. Here's a... It's one of those deals that...
it's covered the frog to it.
It kind of was. Terry Mills setting the screen for Isaiah Thomas. I'm sitting baseline with a camera working for Channel 25. God, I would go to everything. My shift would end and I would get off work at 5. After the 5, we had 5:30 news. I got off work at 6, actually. Because our news was on from 5:30 to 6. Channel 5 and Channel 12, their news started at 6. So we our slogan was see what a difference 30 minutes can make.
Oh, that's trying to get actually, didn't it say see what a difference Depker can make? Joel Depker?
Joel Depker, who got the job over me. And months later, he got a promotion. I eventually got that job. But, yes. And then we famously had Depker on the air.
So
and Gator asked him, what do you remember about Doug back then? And Depker's response was, I remember that I was better than him, which was hysterical. But anyway.
So you were off work at 6 o'clock.
Off work at 6. And I would grab credentials and just drive to anything I could. Just for the experience. So it was on my own time. Which didn't really go down well with the... There was a union at the station.
Oh, they didn't like that?
They didn't like that. So there were all kinds of grievances filed against me. But I would be at a lot of Piston games. A lot of Michigan State basketball. Red Wings. Whatever I could get to. So experience shooting.
You were using it.
I was using it. I was using the opportunity. Luke is next on 97.1. Hi, Luke.
Hey, guys. Terrific program.
Thanks, Luke.
Good.
It's like 1980 or 81, Tiger Stadium, sitting in left field corner. Tigers are winning 1-0 in the top of the ninth. Seattle comes up. They get a runner on. Otto Velez hits a blast to left field corner.
Who does?
Me and my buddy climb the fence.
Otto Velez.
Okay. Climb the fence. Steve Kemp's playing in left field, so he's running towards the corner, and he leaps. He could have caught it, but my buddy grabbed a hold of Kemp's mitt. The ball hit my hand, and they ruled it a two-run home run. So that puts Seattle up 2-1. We're getting bombasted with beer, cups, language.
Sure.
Gusher comes up to me and says, boys, I think you should leave. And like, yeah, I think so. So we got booted out by the usher, and hundreds of fans were throwing beers and cups at us. We were laughing the whole time. And then we go to my buddy Bob's house and to see on TV, because he had ESPN at the time. And sure enough, they showed it on ESPN. And better yet, the next day, Detroit News, Drayton Holcomb, the photographer, took a nice picture of us interfering with Steve Kemp. And it was great. And the funny thing is, the first thing that mom said when she saw the picture is like, how come you're not wearing your jacket? we just laughed. It's so funny.
Well, that's something parents say to kids all the time.
So I love baseball reference because you can go back. It wasn't Seattle. It was Toronto that Otto Velez was playing for at the time. And in 1981, he hit home runs in back-to-back games against the Tigers. So that's kind of fun. And this guy, it would have been the second game because he had 3 RBIs. He ruined it.
Apparently. Okay, speaking of, well, I guess it's not really a transition at all. Did anyone stay up and watch Snoop on the Golden State Clippers broadcast? He was a color commentator for an entire broadcast on Peacock. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Kang, did you stay up and watch Snoop?
No, I didn't, but I saw after the highlights and stuff.
What'd you think?
He's Snoop, man. D-O-double-G.
I felt like I was really rooting for him. And I don't know why I thought it would be any different, but when I saw highlights, because I went back in this morning and just watched highlights.
I'm guessing highlights is probably the best way to watch it.
I was like, okay, this probably for an entire game was way too much. Like, you know, every time, I guess all I saw was the highlights. So that's why I'm kind of asking. In the highlights, it would be like, take it a hole. Nah. You know, he just commented on everything like that.
Don't unload the entire bag of impressions you've got in one show. What are you doing?
Sorry. He never stopped in the highlights. If it was like that the whole game, I imagine
it would have like a back factor.
Kind of. You know, pass the ball. Now take it to the hole. Like, almost like he was.
He was like coaching more than actually calling to play.
But I wonder if anybody heard the whole thing, if that was the case.
I didn't even know that was a possibility that he was doing it. So now I kind of want to go and check out the highlights of it, because something that's come up on my algorithm several times over the last month or so is when Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart were doing Olympic coverage and watching dressage with the horses.
Right.
And Snoop is hysterical about that.
It started with Snoop watching nature.
Yes.
And that was
come up too. Describe narrating what's going on with, you know, some creature that's being chased by 1,000 garter snakes. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like it was a lizard being chased by 1,000 garter snakes.
Anyway, if anybody watched the whole thing, I'd be intrigued to find out if it was truly entertaining or was it just too much? Because I was curious, but I wasn't going to stay up that late and knowing we had to work the next morning. But 248-539-9797. Let's go to Dan next on 97.1. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So getting kicked out of the stadium. Do you guys remember back in 2010-11, I don't remember the year, when your guys' friend Jennifer Hammond got a beer bottle thrown at her?
I don't. That ain't right.
It's a Tiger game?
It was a Lions game.
Lions game?
It made the news. Lions lost to Steelers in like a last minute. I don't remember if it was a field goal or whatever. And I had season tickets. I was in right by the tunnel, right behind those guys that dressed up like Lions or whatever. And my buddy was wasted, just hammered, and he was very, very passionate fan. And Jennifer was standing in the end zone with the microphone. And right when the field goal went through the uprights, he just chucked his plastic Bud Light bottle, and it grazed her. It was bad. It was really bad.
Yeah.
But it was on the news, and it was like Jennifer Hammond assaulted by fan and all this other stuff. I can tell you, you know, from the bottom of my heart, he didn't mean to, like, throw it at her. He was just so mad, he just chucked it. I don't even think he looked where he was throwing. He just chucked it. And it was all over the news and whatnot. And then I go to work the next day. I work with my brother. And my brother's like, how's the game? And I was like, they lost. It sucked. He's like, you see that idiot that threw a bottle at Jennifer Hammond? Oh, and I was like, oh, nope. Don't know what you're talking about.
Not up in here.
But that was my buddy. I ended up getting my seats revoked. It was a couple games left.
Oh,
you got you. They were your seats?
They were my seats. I had two seats. I took him. Lions knew who he worked. The security was right there. They immediately grabbed him. And, you know, 2 days later, I got the email. Your seats have been suspended for the remainder of the season, which, again, was like two games. I was able to get them back the next year. But, that was my buddy, and, you know.
Whoops. Did your buddy, like, apologize or anything?
He felt like a complete idiot. He felt so bad. Yeah, and I was like, dude, you can't do that crap.
Well, we'll pass it along to Hammer.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll remember, but I swear he meant
sure she
not to even, you know. Yeah. He meant needed a name for her.
Yeah, because Hammer's the best. Thank you, Dan. 248-539-9797. Steve in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up?
Calling in regards to the Snoop broadcast last night.
Yeah.
You guys are absolutely correct. It was like that the whole time. I actually had to, you know, turn away from it because it really got too much. After the first commercial, it was cute. You know, it was dandy and everything like that. But, yeah, he was going in on, like, everything. Like, not just every play. It was it was everything.
When I heard he was doing this.
Being thrown, timeouts, referees. it's kind of like, you know, you ever get, like, a friend of the family that tries to impress you by watching a game?
Yeah.
And they just won't shut up.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, guy, let the game happen. Let the play happen. I don't need you to comment on every play.
It wasn't like he had an opinion. It wasn't like he, what I saw in the highlights again, it wasn't like he had an opinion when the play was over. He was talking through all of the action.
Exactly. It was not like he had any, I mean, it's Snoop, you know. I mean, it's not like you're asking for any depth in terms of the plays or anything like that. But it was just like, yeah, it was like a reaction to everything that was happening on the court. It was like watching a game with a 2-year-old, with an attention disorder, just like everything that was happening, he had to comment on it.
Yeah. You know?
it did get tiresome for a minute, and I did have to turn away or turn the volume down.
Okay, I just wondered if it was too much. I was rooting for him, and then I saw the highlights, and I'm like, ooh, not sure I could handle that for an entire 48-minute game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. After the first commercial, it was like, and when he, you know, I guess Reggie, nobody else kind of pinched him or pulled his coat. They just let him go. And then, you know, by the third quarter, yeah, you're pretty much, it, as if you watched the whole thing, you're tired.
Hey, thank you for the phone call, Steve, and thank you for the update. I wasn't going to make it for that. I wasn't that interested, but 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.